Welcome to part two of our conversation with Denise Pridemore. Is there ever situations where, you know, it's a family gathering of some sort and maybe, you know, an unwanted family member that has passed on shows up? I mean, for example, the grandfather that was a serial killer?
Yep, it happens. And it's kind of like I treat that the same way I treat a kid that doesn't deserve the attention. I just don't give it.
Okay.
And if they have the power to do anything negative, then yeah, I'm going to make sure that nothing negative happens.
Sure.
At that point. But I'm not going to give attention to somebody who doesn't deserve it.
Sure. Sure. In those situations, the spirits that are there that you can see, that you see sitting in a chair there and whoever else is there, do they see each other? Are they able to interact with the other spirits on the other side, or are they all just kind of viewing it from their own perspective and they're just seeing the living but not the other spirits?
I think there have been times when I've seen it both ways, where they're interacting as well, but I think it's because they would have interacted in real life. You know, when they were alive, they would have interacted. Like if my mom went to, if my mom came to, say, this family reunion we're going to for my husband's mother's side, she might interact, but maybe only with her family and maybe my mother-in-law, because they're the people that she knew. Mm-hmm. But I don't think she would interact with any of the spirits there, because she wouldn't know them.
Okay.
So as I think it's kind of like a dinner party.
Yeah.
You're going to have cliques of people that are going to, whether they're alive or dead, they're going to interact. And am I right? I don't know.
Well, yeah. it's all conjecture, but it's just interesting from someone who has seen these things, have this experience and understand the dynamics. That's what I'm always interested in, is some of the dynamics of these things.
Yeah. These family events are really much more, have much more activity than is witnessed by the people that are living.
Sure.
I mean, if you pay attention, you'll see all kinds of stuff happen that you can't explain. And the last thing I want to do is alert people to that.
Sure. Sure. Why do you think, when you look at this, how do you think you have this ability? Is it connected to, you know, you having a very emotionally charged household as a child with those things that were going on around you? Is it just an ability you were born with? What's your opinion on that?
I believe that it's something that's hereditary. I have Cherokee and Blackfoot backgrounds on my mother's side of the family. Mm-hmm. And my great-grandmother had the ability, as did I believe my grandmother did. She tried to tell me once that I was going to have twins. I didn't have twins, but I did have a Gemini kid. So that's close enough. It's like having two kids. And, but I was told throughout family history that we had the women shamans in our family all had the ability.
How interesting. So that you can trace it back to relatives that have passed on. How interesting. Go ahead. Let's talk about the Sally House a little bit, and Atchison, Kansas itself, before we even get to that. It's a very interesting town. I've been there a few times. I'm in Northwest Arkansas these days, but
really?
Yeah, but I've been up there. I'm actually going to be up in the Kansas City area in a few weeks. But I've walked around Atchison a few times, never really had a chance to do much in terms of looking at the haunted areas or anything like that. But give us some background on the city, and then let's talk more about the Sally House and its history and what goes on.
So it's been a little while, but I used to do the trolley tours there. And some of the places there that are sights to see. Mm-hmm. Amelia Earhart's grandparents' house is right on the river. It's a very pretty house to see. Atchison's claim to fame is that's where Amelia Earhart was born. Little do they know, people have found out that that's not where she was born, but that's a secret.
Don't want to admit that one, though, because it's not all the literature.
Yeah, it's on all the literature. I found her birth certificate I was doing some research for a film that was being filmed in Atchison called The Deep Darkness, that has not seen the light of day, by the way. But I did a lot of research for this film. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the places to see. The Sally House is just down the street from there. And across the street from the Sally House is the Glick Mansion. The Glick Mansion was the first Democrat governor's home. And one of the things about the Sally House is that the guy who used to live there was mayor at one time. So then you go down the street a little bit from there and you make a left, and there's a place called starts with an M, the Munchnick.
Okay.
It's an art gallery, but it used to be a single family house, also haunted. And the guy who built that house was a lumber baron. So they used the house like Home Depot. Mm-hmm. Back then, you could see every kind of tile and things that they had available, flooring, woodwork, you name it, it was in there. Mm-hmm. So that you, if you wanted to do this to your house, this is, you know, where you would go. They used to hold funerals in the Munchnick because there were no funeral homes. So they had a real nice window up front and they would hold the funerals there. Mm-hmm. For some of the families that had lesser money. Down the street from there, you've got the beautiful Gargoyle House. And there's gargoyles all on the roof. They're really not gargoyles, they're griffins, but they always called it the Gargoyle House. And it's an amazing house to look at. At one time, it housed the largest law library west of the Mississippi River. The family that lives there claims it's not haunted, but yet there are haunted stories. Mm-hmm. that go along with the house that... they're legends, and sometimes with legends there's sometimes a little bit of truth in them, but not always a lot.
Sure.
So, but it was on there was a special that was done on the Travel Channel about Atchison, and they did a really good job showing, you know, doing the trolley tour around town and being able to show all these places. But one of the places that's gotten a lot of viewing lately, it was always on the trolley tour. Mm-hmm. It was called the McIntyre Villa. Mm-hmm. It's owned by a friend of mine. Her name's Stephanie O'Reilly, and beautiful house. It's only had maybe 5 owners in its entire time it's been around. And the McIntyre Villa was built on the wrong side of town for a mansion. Mm-hmm. They were Irish. And so basically they did it as a snub to all the other fancy homes on the other side of town. Atchison actually had 29 mansions and millionaires back when it was first founded. Mm-hmm. That's amazing for a small town.
Oh yeah.
The town now has less than 10,000 people.
Yeah.
But at one time it had as many as 50,000 people. When the railroad came through, that really helped a lot. But again, it also, there's no manufacturing there now, except for one of the train plants. There's I forgot what it's called, but it starts with a B. But there's a plant that builds parts for trains. That's the only I forgot, the broom factory. There's a broom factory.
Okay.
So if you're a witch, you might want to go.
Yes, what a perfect thing to have there. Yeah.
LOL. But they, most of their spirits are at MGP, which is a whole different problem. That's a distillery. So okay. There's a distillery there. Yep. As well. So you've got a lot of different things going on, but the Chamber of Commerce there has a lot of little, they got a lot of information on the different places you can go, but the trolley tour back when we were doing it was $10. It's probably a little bit more now. Mm-hmm. And the River House is open again. It was haunted. It was actually on a show called My Ghost Story. Mm-hmm. Called Lulu's Spirits. And it's an open restaurant that you can go to. And we've had paranormal activity there when we were eating dinner. We used to do tours there as well.
What do you think it is about Atchison that it seems to have so many spirits? You know, it seems heavier per square mile than many other towns. And there's some towns that are just like that. What is there? Why is that?
I'll tell you. I think Leavenworth is much more haunted than Atchison.
Okay.
That's the first thing. At Leavenworth just doesn't acknowledge that it exists.
Okay.
They never have. And until recently, they've been talking about their underground and they've got some stuff going on there. So if you come to Kansas City, mm-hmm. go to the Candle Queen in Leavenworth, mm-hmm. and maybe she'll take you down in the tunnels, because Leavenworth has an underground that people don't really get to see much about.
Interesting.
Look up Plain Spirits, PlainSpirits. It's a PBS special, and it talks about the River House, which was called the Pepper Mill at the time then, and the underground there in Leavenworth. But Atchison, I think the main reason that Atchison seems to be so haunted, mm-hmm. first off, is because they give a lot of lip service to it.
Okay.
They want to be known as the most haunted town. It's just like Alton. Alton wants to be known as, you know, the most haunted small city.
Sure.
Something like that. So it helps for the marketing. But there are a couple things that I think that Atchison has going for it. There has been a ton of floods up there, mm-hmm. from the Missouri River. So you figure you got water.
Yeah.
You got railroad tracks. You got tornadoes that come through. You've got all kinds of natural and unnatural things that are happening there. There is a rumor or legend in the town that one of the people that helped to create Atchison as we know it, not David Rice Atchison, who was the founder who never stepped foot there. how that happened, I have no clue. But that somebody there made a deal with the devil. And that's the reason that the town is cursed to have all these spirits there. One of the things that a lot of people don't know is when Lewis and Clark came through, when they hit the shores of where Atchison stands today, there were no Native Americans to greet them. This is high on a bluff, on the turn of a river.
Yeah.
There were signs that they had been there years before, but hadn't been recently. This is an area where buffalo are abundant back then.
Yeah.
In fact, if you go to Leavenworth, you'll see some of those buffalo. At the prison, there's a bunch of buffalo there. And so you've got all this stuff, fertile land, lots of natural springs. It doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't the Native Americans still be here? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't the Kansas stay there?
Yeah.
They didn't. They moved. There are false rumors that Atchison is all Native American burial ground, and that's not true. There are a couple Native American burial grounds. One's to the south of the town, and one is to the north of the town. The one north of the town is up by the Amelia Earhart Airport, which is another place you need to go if you get a chance. Mm-hmm. Not haunted, just historically important to if you're into the 99s. And so I have really no clue why it's considered to be at this haunted. Mm-hmm. But I, like I said, again, I think a lot of it is because people are willing to talk about it and give it lip service.
Okay.
So, but I've seen stuff there that I can't explain all over the town.
Sure. You had worked at the Sally House. Let's talk about that a little bit. Give us a short background on the Sally House itself, and then some of the things that you experienced there.
Well, the background of the house is it was built between 1869 and 1871, and the family moved in around 1871. And within a year, there was multiple deaths in the house. The M.C. Finney died there. And not long after that, his father-in-law died there, Charles Catherine's. Then even a little longer, didn't take much. Then Richard died there. He was only 18 months old when he died. So you have that. And then a few years down the road, William True, he married Agnes Finney. He dies there. And then in the house next door to the south, one of the other Finney brothers passed away there, but they did his funeral in the Sally house. So these funerals were all, so there were four funerals held in the house. Mm-hmm. William True's was not held in the house. And the last person to die in the house that we know of is Agnes Finney. And she died there after she had lived there for, well, she lived there most of her life. She was like 72 years old when okay. she died. And her funeral was held over at the Catholic church. So reasons for hauntings, no clue. Mm-hmm. It's really strange. The city has a video that they created that says that, you know, a doctor lived in the house and he did a botched appendectomy in there and that a child died. But I have proof that he did live in the house at one time, but by the time that he was a doctor, he lived in the house to the north of there, one house north, and he had an office down at Fifth and Commercial. So, and he was also a doctor for the railroad, which meant that he was gone most of the time. Mm-hmm. So he was always traveling for all this other stuff. And, I don't believe that that's true because I couldn't find a death certificate for anybody related to the story that they gave. Mm-hmm. They didn't start keeping death records in Kansas until 1805.
Okay.
And so, or yeah, no, 1905. Sorry, 1905. Yeah, sure. And so it makes it really difficult to find stuff, but I've never found a grave for this person, even though on a haunting, they said they found one, but they didn't. And there's a lot of different stories. There's a lot of legends and there's a lot of falsehoods. But at this point, I have I have well over 1,000 pages of research on the Finney family, as well as Atchison itself. And so it's really weird. There's some connections to the McPike family for the Finney family too, which is very strange when you think about that. But the McPike Drug Company was in Atchison and it was owned by Henry McPike's brother. So everything's intertwined when you look at stuff. But some of the things that have happened at the Sally House to me anyway, is I've had fold up chairs thrown at me. I've been scratched, pushed, screamed at by a spirit. Let's see, my husband's been cussed at. It's been kind of weird, to be honest, but the weirdest thing to happen was a fold up chair being thrown at me 12 feet across the floor of the basement.
So it doesn't really feel like the Sally House has particularly kind spirits there, or ones that want others in the building.
Back then it didn't. Mm-hmm. Right now, as far as I know, it hasn't been as dark as it used to be. Mm-hmm. And that's because back in 2017, during the total eclipse, you know, Atchison was in totality.
Yeah.
There was the movie I was talking about, The Deep Darkness, was filmed during that time. And a team of people went in there. Richard Grund and Joe Citrone went in there and they did a clearing of the house for any spirits that wanted to leave. And they did that. And the next time we went after that, I didn't have any paranormal experiences there for the last three times that I went.
Wow.
Long story short, I had the morning after the eclipse, we'd had flooding and tornadoes and hail and all kinds of stuff all around us. Mm-hmm. Because of, you know, light, dark, warm, cold, you know, all kinds of weird stuff happened with the weather.
Yeah.
I wake up and it's dark outside. My room is bright as day and there's spirits in my room I recognized from the Sally House, and they were chattering. And Agnes Finney speaks up to me and says, "Thank you and goodbye." And they whoosh out of the, I actually heard a whoosh as they left.
Yeah.
And I've never seen them again. And I would see Agnes Finney every time, every week before we would go up there. And every time somebody would go in the house and do something she didn't like, I would get a message from her going, will you get them to stop? You know, things like that. I haven't heard from her since that day in 2017. We went back and did our three more weeks of tours up there and had nothing. And do I believe that they cleared the house? I do. But I do believe that the house is still haunted, but by what recently has been conjured there since 2017.
Sure. Because it's a I don't want to say attraction, but it's a place that people can go and investigate. And yeah. Do you think there's a lot of that with essentially paranormal tourism, where people can rent out a place to go investigate it, that they're really stirring the pot on these locations? And
I think on some, yes.
Yeah.
I think some locations would be better off if they weren't open for the public, because people are getting hurt.
Yeah.
Some people won't admit it, but it's, I mean, I have friends that own paranormal locations. Mm-hmm. And there's some of those locations I won't go to, and not because I'm scared, mm-hmm. but because I'm tired of being a ghost punching bag.
Yeah.
Or pin cushion. And it happens every place we go, just about. I have to protect myself, and I don't know how to stop something I can't, you know, when they attack me, I usually can't see them.
Sure.
So what do? Mm-hmm. You just kind of smile and go, oh, well, that was nice. So my husband hates it. He's to the point, at one point, he didn't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Because every time we went someplace, there was blood in my shirt, or, you know, scratches on my face. And, mm-hmm. and he says, people are going to start thinking I'm the one abusing you.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm like, no. And so I always have to stand up for him and say, no, he didn't do it.
Yeah. And then to say, oh, it's a ghost, that doesn't usually go over very well either.
No. And, you know, one time I felt like a ghost made me have an actual heart attack, but it took me 2 weeks to realize that. And it was my cardiologist. He even believed that the ghost made me have a heart attack.
Wow.
I mean, what are the odds of your cardiologist believing that you had something happen to you,
yeah.
but you didn't feel like it was, you know, your standard everyday heart palpitation.
Sure.
Or whatever. I mean, it was very, very odd that, I mean, I was sick for 2 weeks with something I couldn't explain, and neither could anybody else.
With something like that happens, what do you think is going on? Is that something that's attached itself to you and is in somewhat control of your body, or is it just something that is willed onto you from something that's negative?
At that time, I told my husband, I said, I thought it was just, we had swept up some really old dirt in the River House / Pepper Mill there in Atchison. Mm-hmm. And I just figured that some dirt had gotten into my system somehow that made me sick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, germs, whatever. And the doctor assured me, he goes, just because you breathed in some dirt wouldn't make you sick. And I thought it was that. But I said, I told the doctor about the history of the location, which I know sounds odd to be talking to your cardiologist about ghost hunting. But I said it was a brothel back in the past. Mm-hmm. And in, you know, the men were smelling this kind of stuff, you know, they're smelling perfume.
Yeah.
And there was none of us wearing perfume, at least not lilac perfume. You know, people don't wear that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
And I kept telling my husband that night, I said, I don't feel good. He goes, well, why don't we just stay here in Atchison and go home in the morning? I said, no, we got to go home. We live 90 miles from Atchison.
Okay.
So I made him take me all the way home that night. And the next morning when I got up, I was so sick. I could hardly stand up. I just, you know, like I said, I was bound and determined I wasn't going to stay in Atchison.
Yeah.
And the the reason is the hospital there sucks. Okay. That's the first thing. Just be aware of that.
Yeah.
Hospital there sucks. And I figured if I had to go to the doctor, I wanted to be where I could go to my doctor.
Sure.
And so I get up the next morning. I'm worse than I was the night before. I basically just kind of lay around the house. Next day, I finally go to the doctor and they tell me I have something called labyrinthitis, which is a really deep inner ear infection. That's a virus that takes, 2 to 3 weeks to get over. And so I believe them. I take the medicine. I'm sick for 2, 3 more weeks.
Yeah.
My husband goes, I think you had a heart problem. And he takes me to the doctor. The doctor looks me over and says, we're sending you to a cardiologist. We think he's right. And so when I get to the cardiologist, they determine that something happened, but thank God there's nothing in, there's nothing showing that I've had a heart attack, but they think that I had something with my heart that was related to what happened then because of the timing. Mm-hmm. So do I believe a spirit did it? I don't know, but everybody else does.
Certainly raises questions.
Yeah, it does, because what would have done it? But I mean, if it was truly a brothel, maybe some guy who had gotten his favorites there had a heart attack and I was feeling it.
Sure.
I don't know. So, but it's an interesting thought that this can happen. Can it happen really? Or is it just, I don't want to say wishful thinking, but that's the only word I can think of is wishful thinking.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Denise Pridemore. A big thank you to her for joining us in the program and sharing her experiences with us. We could not do this without you supporting the show. So thank you guys so much for being there as well. Until next time, for all of us at The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.